if you are a lot of people that might be full-time RVers that are using Campendium and they don't want things that they can't use, right? They want very practical, pragmatic gifts.
Well, and let's be honest, the number of people that go through holiday gift guides to just purchase something for themselves, it's not just me.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of Where Should We Camp Next? A 50-state guide to amazing campgrounds and other unique outdoor accommodations.
Almost 12 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We will also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first of two holiday gift guide episodes from the RV Atlas. So on this holiday gift guide, Stephanie is going to take the lead, and she is going to give us picks from three different gift guides that her and her team created. So Stephanie and her team at Road Trippers created a holiday gift guide for Road Trippers. They also created a holiday gift guide for Campendium and also for Togo RV. And each of these three gift guides is filled with stuff. And she's just going to give highlights from each one. And in the show notes, we will link to each one. And after looking at them, Stephanie, I think that they all are somewhat different, really, in the approach to each gift guide over at Togo RV, Road Trippers, and Campendium.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, they're completely different audiences, right? Like, you know, we definitely gear it towards that. But not only that, but we also ask our community for their recommendations. So we reach out to all the people we work with who give us great articles and content throughout the years for all those brands. And we asked them what their recommendations were, what their favorite gift items that they were going to be giving were. And then we added in some of our own, and we came up with way too many than we could possibly cover in this episode, but we'll share some highlights.
I think out of these three different gift guides, there's probably over 100 gifts. So you're going to want to go look at all of them, but Stephanie will give you like her picks from these picks. So let's dive into the highlights for each of these. I think we'll start with Togo RV, then we'll go to Road Trippers, then we'll go to Campendium. But before we dive in, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford. Thetford makes going places easy by manufacturing top RV maintenance and sanitation products, and they've been doing it since 1963. Thetford's Aquamax holding tank treatments neutralize odors and accelerate waste digestion to prevent clumping, clogging, and tank residue, all at the same time. The Aquamax family is Bronopol and formaldehyde free, so it's campground friendly and California compliant. It's also proudly made in the USA. Thetford's family of Aquamax holding tank treatments have been extensively researched and treated safe for all RV and marine toilets, holding tanks, and septic systems. Aquamax is available in liquid toss-ins and drive packets in seven different sizes and in spring shower scent and summer cypress scent. To find out more, head on over to thetford.com. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. We are going to start with Stephanie's favorite picks from the 2021 RV and Camping Gift Guide from TogoRV.com. So, Stephanie, dive in. There's a lot. This is a robust holiday gift guide, all kinds of cool gifts for campers and RVers. What are some of your favorite things on the Togo RV gift guide?
Well, I'm going to be a little biased, and I'm going to start out with the fact that I loved that our good friend Kerry Cox responded to our call for recommendations by sending in a recommendation that every RV should have and gift a copy of Where Should We Camp Next by Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi. She said this guide has great camping recommendations from coast to coast and tons of useful tips. So if we're not emphasizing or advertising our own book enough, lucky for us, we have Kerry Cox out there to do it for us.
I advertise our own books on social media a lot, but we don't do it on the podcast a lot. So it was, yeah, it was super nice of Kerry to do that. And not that I look at our sales ranking on Amazon five times a day or anything, but after this gift guide came out, we got a real nice spike of book sales. So thank you, Kerry.
Thank you, Kerry. That was not a appreciated. It was truly organic. And she sent it in, and my team was like, oh, that's so sweet.
It's a very giftable book. And by the way, our publisher Sourcebooks is like running a little ad campaign on Amazon for three different things: for Where Should We Camp Next, for See You at the Campground. And then our publisher, Sourcebooks, does a National Parks Foundation calendar. That's also a really cool gift idea, too. So shout out to Sourcebooks for publishing our books. So, okay, what's next?
Okay, so Lauren Breedlove, she's at the handle on Instagram at Girl Wanderlist. She wrote in and recommended the silicone wine glasses. Now, there's a lot of different brands out there, and I'm not sure we've tested which, specific ones. I know that I had stainless steel stemless wine glasses that I have used for 5 years that are my favorite. So I really like this recommendation. If you haven't kind of gotten a very specific, nice wine glass that's unbreakable in your camper, Christmas is a great time to gift a set of those to somebody.
And if you're a new RV owner, you don't want glass glasses or glass dishes of any kind.
Right. I always did keep mason jar glasses because those are virtually unbreakable, and I had a special. But for the most part, no, you should not have glass glasses in your camper. So these silicone wine glasses are another favorite in addition to the stainless steel ones that I always recommended. They're Shark Skins, they're called. That's the brand that she recommended.
With 2 Z's at the end.
Yeah. And then there's lots of other ones on Amazon that you can kind of dig through and find ones that kind of your taste that maybe go with the other stuff you already
have
in your camper.
These look cute though. I'm looking at the picture on the gift guide, and it looks like you get 4 for $19, and they're different somewhat pastel colors. I wouldn't go full pastel, Easter egg colors, but these look cute and attractive, and I like that $19 price point. Okay, so what is next?
Okay, the next fun recommendation from one of our community members was from Chaz Chezik, who we know from AWA, the organization AWA. He's done some articles for us at Togo RV, and he recommended a rechargeable lighter and light from SOL. And the reason why he loves this is because it's a lighter that you recharge via USB. And we all know that anytime you can get away from having those battery operated items or single use items or things that you end up having to throw out and replace, like the lighters that we all use, right, at the campground, that's a really nice thing. So that's the SOL rechargeable lighter.
Does SOL
lighter and
stand
light
for what I think it stands for well, the name of this company?
I don't know. I haven't looked that up, but it's only $21 and it's small. So that might be a nice stocking stuffer for somebody also.
It might be a nice stocking stuffer for somebody like me.
Of course. I'm sure that you have a list that you're generating somewhere.
Chez is an awesome guy. We actually got to meet him in person at the AWA Outdoor Writers Association of America conference recently, where See You at the Campground won a book prize, which is so awesome. Okay, so what's next on the Togo RV gift guide? And we will link to all of these gift guides in the show notes.
All right, so the next one that I highly recommend, we've been talking about this lately, is just one of the great subscription items in the world of apps, and that's the All Trails Pro subscription. It's $29 annually, and I'm actually a cheapskate when it comes to subscriptions. I don't subscribe to a lot of things. I've had an All Trails Pro subscription for, I think, 3 years now, and every year it comes up, and every year I click the resubscribe to it when they send me that email saying that it's going to renew. I'm like, yeah, that's good. I definitely want it.
There's a particular reason why you like the pro edition and not the free edition, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, the pro edition, you get off, offline, right? So even if you don't have cell service, you can still access whatever trail you're on, which is super important if you're going into places like national parks and doing hiking. If you've pulled up the, the trail and the maps, you can save them so that you have access to them when you lose cell service when you're on the hike. And that's really important if you're going anywhere that's just remotely off grid.
I think you use this on every single hike we've gone on in the last 10 years.
One of the things that it's really hard for companies to do is to get user generated reviews that are very useful to people. And All Trails just does it. So I can go on to any hike that we're going to do or that we're planning on doing, and there will be people who have commented on the parking lot, the trailhead, the muddiness factor within the last few days, oftentimes.
You just said something fascinating. Getting user-generated reviews is difficult for places like TripAdvisor.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a lot of cranky people that leave obnoxious comments. Hikers are serious. like you don't go to all trails and read a bunch of people like, oh, this trail was awful, you know.
No, but people are honest, very honest, and they'll say, well, this trail is marked as, you know, scenic. We didn't really feel like there was lots of scenic.
There's good community buy-in.
It's right. It's not that other places are cranky, really. It's that you have to have like an actual strong user base that was willing to write reviews. Like, I've got to be honest, I'm not good at that. I don't go into Yelp and review restaurants that I go to, but I certainly use their reviews. So it's kind of one of those things where I really appreciate that people take the time to leave very detailed, helpful reviews on all trails. And I love that it maps, you know, your trail. You can see where you are at any given point in a hike, which is really important when you're hiking with kids. Like, oh my gosh, how much longer? You know, this is just an incredibly useful subscription.
All right. Awesome. So many more gifts on this Togo gift guide. What is next? What's your next pick? And you're just probably picking 25% of these at the very, very least.
Oh, yeah. We did it by price point. So we're kind of increasing in price point. So like those were like, okay, gifts under 50. So our next price point was 75. And I have to say that if you really want to give somebody like a special, this will pamper you all year long, one of the most, I would say, celebrated modifications that anybody makes in their RV is the Oxygenix handheld shower. And this thing is not expensive. It's around that $50 mark. And when I say that it will transform your shower taking experience in your RV, I am serious. These things are just remarkable. And almost everybody that installs one is like,
what does it do that makes the pressure better? Like, well, I don't understand.
However it distributes the water, it ends up coming out feeling better, right? As opposed to like maybe like that trickle. So the thing is that we did not actually, I never got around to getting one of these in the Eagle. And like,
and the pressure wasn't great.
The pressure, right. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like not having it has had a significant impact on my happiness showering in the Eagle.
I would say that this is borderline one of those viral products in the RV community where it just seems to get universally good reviews.
Yeah.
And literally thousands and thousands of people have swapped out their shower heads for, it's the Oxygenix for $43.
Yes, very, very affordable and definitely worth it.
Okay, are we going to creep up in price a little bit for a couple more picks here?
Okay, should we? Yeah, well, so let's go down to the gifts under $100. This is something that I see a lot of people ask about. So I'll say inflatable kayaks. You know, people really do say, is it worth it? And we've always had hard-sided kayaks. But I'll be honest, looking back, I think there's been such a, progress in inflatables with both paddleboards and kayaks. I really think it's worth it for people to look into the inflatables because it is such a pain to transport your toys. It is always an issue when you're RVing, right? Is it going to be in the back of the truck? Am I going to get racks for the back? And are those racks then transferable if I get a different RV? That was something that was always a pain for us, is that with different RVs, we had to create completely different
carry. Well, the toy hauler hit the sweet spot for bringing this stuff.
Right, because we could throw it all
in there.
I think
that all of you want a toy hauler again, frankly.
But, well, you know, we love that toy hauler and it was easy for us. But then, of course, we had our challenges with the interior, right? Because a toy hauler is a toy hauler. And we didn't have one of the huge ones that had a separate garage. The garage was part of the living space.
They tend to be big and heavy and tall and cut down on your MPG and everything. But the inflatables are getting so much better. And the whole time you were talking about that, how hard it is to bring real kayaks, I have to remember that Nova Scotia trip where we brought two kayaks and didn't use them the entire trip to Nova Scotia and back because it was so windy and chilly up there. So
yeah, and we had to unload them and reload them at every stop because we couldn't just keep them in there. So the Intex inflatable kayak, a price point of $95, you're not committing, right? You're like, hey, I think it might be a nice idea to have one of these and you can get it and you can use it. You don't have to feel guilty if you know, it doesn't end up being this like big, important part of your RVing experience.
Our tubes are Intex, the ones that we keep in the RV that we've, you know, gone tubing in Great Smoky Mountains National Park. We've gone tubing all over the place. They're made by Intex. They're 5 years old and they're still in great shape. All right. Take us up the price list here. Let's talk about something a little bit more expensive if we want to get somebody that we love a really nice camping gift.
Okay. So I'm going to talk about, we'll go up to the gifts under $200. $100. And we're going to talk about the Outland Living Portable Gas Fire Pit. This came up on our, I did a Instagram live over on Togo RV with RV Love this week and or last week. And we talked about just how nice it is to have these portable gas fire pits, especially if you're camping in places with burn bans or in places with really strict like wood transportation laws. And then I was also saying, you know, when you're going boondocking and you're using your water out of your tanks, the last thing you want is to be using a significant amount of your water to be putting out your fire at the end of the night. So in a lot of ways, I know, you know, there's this authenticity kind of a thing with a real campfire, but I've come to appreciate the whole propane gas fire pit.
Turn it on, turn it off.
Turn it on, turn it off. Enjoy it while you have it. The smoke, you know, if you have any allergy sensitivities, you don't get that smoke in your eyes.
They actually are smokeless.
Well, yeah, because you're not getting the smoke from the fire.
Right.
For the wood.
And like Solo Stove says they're smokeless, but they're not. They're less smoke.
Well, the wood is still burning in a Solo Stove. And in a propane fire pit, obviously you don't have wood burning. So you don't have ash. So you're not going to get your clothes.
I'm not knocking Solo Stove. I think it's an amazing product, but it's not smokeless.
But there's, you know, you may be somebody who has a real reason to look into a portable gas fire pit, and the Outland Living ones are really great quality. Everybody's always happy with them. They hold up over years. That's a $170 price point. The one, you know, there's a lot of different models, but the one we link to in our gift guide, really great gift for somebody who may not always want to start a wood fire.
All right, let's move up into the price range where it's like the price points where you would find something for me, let's say, for Christmas. So there's some great stuff on here, by the way. And it's like, I mean, we are blowing by awesome gifts too. So you'll want to follow the link in our show notes. But what do we have that's more in like, let's say, you know, $300, $400 range?
Okay, well, we'll go $400 plus to this is all of the rage right now, especially in the RV space. Let's talk about e-bikes. Okay, so e-bikes are just one of the hottest things. There's a lot of times when people don't want to do that towed right on the back of their motor homes. And yet at the same time, they know that they want to go places and do things that a traditional bike might be challenging with. Again, on that Instagram live for Togo RV, Julie and Mark and I were talking about this. And I was remembering when we were in Grand Teton and driving to Jackson Hole, there was that wonderful bike path all the way from Jackson Hole into Grand Teton National Park. It really was a long bike ride for kids, right? Or for a family going out to dinner. If you had an e-bike with you in the park, you could have easily zipped into Jackson Hole on the e-bike and zipped back.
Honestly, for someone like me, like I'm not showing up in Jackson Hole for dinner sweating as well, right? On an e-bike. Like it's a mode of transportation. No. It's not necessarily like I'm going to go get some rigorous exercise, though you can get exercise on these e-bikes.
Sure, you can pedal along with the motor. You can kind of adjust how much throttle you're giving your like engine versus your pedals. So this has just become, for a lot of different reasons, something that is getting more and more popular. And some of them are folding, right? So Julie mentioned that she has a folding one. I tried out a Rad bike recently. I could not believe how easy it was and how smooth it was. Like it was, I thought it was going to be a little bit tricky.
My God, we had so much fun. We were at a pool party and our friends, a married couple about our age, have Rad power bikes. And we were both blown away by how fun they were.
Yeah, super fun, super easy to get used to. I thought there'd be a sharper learning curve than there was. So if this is something, if you have a little bit of bank to splurge, right, the range is quite huge on e-bikes. So the ones that we link to, the Anchair folding e-bike is like $429. Of course, you can go into that $1,000 price point with a lot of the Rad introductory bikes.
Up to two easily.
Exactly. So there's a huge range of price point, you know, for everyone here. But that's a really fun splurge gift if you're looking for a big wow factor.
Can I pick one off the Togo guide?
Okay.
All right. So I did an article on the best coolers for Togo 6 or 7 months ago. And then one of them reemerged here, the Rover portable camping cooler. It's like $500. It's got these like rugged wheels. It's easy to cart around. It's a beautiful, functional, well-designed cooler, better than a Yeti, in my opinion. and more expensive if you want to get a cooler. I don't know too many people that buy coolers at Christmas time and put them under the tray, but it would make a pretty awesome gift.
Ashley, my managing editor over at Togorvi, she wants one of these after reading your article. And so I think it might be on her list.
I hope she gets one. She does. She's actually mentioned it to me too a few times. Yeah, like she really wants the rover.
She liked that.
All right. We're going to come back in a second. And can we do the Road Trippers gift guide next? Just some highlights from Road Trippers. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Campspot. Campspot is a free instant booking platform for camping across North America. Research and book the best campgrounds, RV parks, cabins, glamping destinations, and more, whether it's last minute or for your epic road trip months away. Campspot lets you filter your search results by the type of getaway you want. Browse by location, price point, site type, amenities, and more. Campspot also offers premium inventory, real-time availability, and a lowest price guarantee so that you can find the best sites at the best campgrounds for the best prices. Plus, you can save your favorite campground finds for future trips and keep all of your reservations organized in one place. No more digging through old emails to access those reservations. With Campspot, they are always right at your fingertips. It is time to book those 2022 camping trips right now, believe it or not. To find your Campspot, visit campspot.com today. All right, everybody, welcome back to the RV Atlas. This is the first of two episodes packed with holiday gifts. This is Stephanie's holiday gift guide episode, and she's giving picks from three different gift guides that her and her team helped create. We just went over some picks from Togo RV's 2021 gift guide. Now let's settle in and talk about some highlights from Road Trippers' holiday gift guide for 2021, because Stephanie's head of content for all these different apps. And then we'll come back and we'll do Campendium next. So Stephanie, the Road Trippers gift guide is going to be like have a different vibe than the Togo RV gift guide, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's for people who road trip, and we have tons of people that use Road Trippers that do not own RVs. Some people do own RVs, but this is more geared for a true road tripping experience, not necessarily an RV experience. So, of course, just like we had to start off the Togo RV one with a little book plug, we're going to start this one off with a book plug too. Road Trippers, we published our book Route 66, Chicago to Santa Monica this past summer, and it is such a great book. In fact, our editor-in-chief, Sana, actually just recently went and did her motorcycle all the way through the entire route. And she used our book, right? She was like, I mean, obviously we've all been on Route 66 and she, you know, we all edited the book, but she was like, okay, now I'm going to actually use our book and go the whole way. And she was like, it's amazing.
Can we
it's
just
so
stop
good.
And talk about Sana for a okay. minute? Because she's kind of like amazing
you're
and cool.
Obsessed with
well, I follow her Sana, on Instagram. Yeah. It's Cylinderella, right? Yeah. I'm saying yeah. that correctly. She's pretty amazing with yeah. these motorcycles and the road trips that she does. I mean, I loved following her Alaska road trip over yeah. the summer. It was
She's
amazing.
She's the real deal. So it's really nice we have on my team people that everybody is actually a traveler and a road tripper and an RVer. And there's just a lot of like authentic knowledge behind all the stuff that comes out, which means that you get really good recommendations. And so we are really proud of this book. And if you're planning on doing any Route 66, you should definitely pick up a copy of this. Or if you know somebody who this is on their bucket list, this is a great book to give them. So we'll toot our own horn there for, you know,
I love it too. I mean, it's on one of our coffee tables right here in the house. It's
now,
a really fun book.
Before moving on to things other than books, I'm also going to make another recommendation that I think is always good and that's overlooked in this time of technology and apps and phones and everything. And everybody who's planning to take any kind of decent road trip in the next year needs a road atlas. You actually need one of those paper road atlases. And even though Road Trippers were an app, we're a digital company, we still recommend always having that backup paper road atlas. So we did put the Rand McNally 2022 Road Atlas and National Park Guide on our list.
I want it. I love yeah. old-fashioned atlases. I love things that are analog. I mean, as convenient as apps are and ebooks and everything, I still love a physical book, a physical magazine, et cetera, et cetera. All right. So there's lots of other great gifts on the Road Trippers gift guide. What's next?
So I think it's really important to get your charger situation ironed out before hitting the road for any significant period of time. Okay. So make sure that you might want like a convertible car charger. If you have a 12 volt in your car still, right? Where you can put that 12 volt in and you can maybe have a, the old cigarette lighter, right? And you can turn it into a 12 volt. You can turn it into a charger for your, phones for if, what are those little chargers called that are for like the Kindle and everything? What kind is that? Oh, whatever.
Type C? Oh my God. I know what you
whatever
mean.
Whatever that is.
USB-C?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Who knows? But, we've got all of these devices and then we get into the car and there's maybe like for our family, there's five people with devices and all of a sudden everybody's like fighting over chargers and handing them back and forth to each other.
There's charger drama every day. And I know that all of you listening have it too.
And this charger doesn't work and blah, blah, blah. So I really recommend this is a great thing to do for stocking stuffers, maybe a portable power pack along with an extra charger or, get your charging situation under control. The holidays are a great time to gift charging.
I agree. I have these Anker chargers that I love that I got off Amazon. Okay. So again, we're going to sneak up in price point a little bit with each gift. So what's next on the Road Trippers gift guide in terms of Stephanie's picks? And again, there are lots of other picks on these gift guides that Stephanie is not even mentioning. So you're going to want to follow the links in the show notes.
Yeah. So I'll skip over some of these things, but I will say a lot of our gift recommendations are actually very like much more traditionally camping oriented. Road Trippers has a really strong readership of people that do a lot of camping,
car camping,
not RV camping. So, and some of our most popular articles are on places to like car camp for the night or free camping and things like that. So you will find some great recommendations from people who write for us on actual things like solar shower bags and like little personal coffee makers that are actually car camping, parking lot, stealth camping.
These are also great for tiny RVs, a lot of this stuff. I think a lot of these gifts make the transition really easily into that small RV category.
Yeah. Girl Wanderlust, who I actually mentioned on the Togo RV gift guide too, she recommended the personal Java press, which is $38. And she said, this handy French press is small enough to bring along anywhere. I've used it on tent camping trips, camper van adventures, and sunrise hikes to a summit where you need a caffeinated warm up. So really kind of more of that outdoorsy thing, but not necessarily RV centric.
That was just a dreamy sentence, like the idea of like hiking to the top of the mountain at sunrise and drinking coffee sounds really good to me right now.
Yeah.
All right. Let's creep up a little bit price wise and get another pick from the Road Trippers gift guide.
OK, so I think, I really believe in the whole gifting experiences, not things as part of, just something that you can really give to people, especially that it's like, they have everything. Or I think that if you're really struggling ever to figure out what to give someone, like, don't just give them junk, right? Like, oh, just something to give them. Like, I'm really against just giving something for the sake of it. So I love things like passes. So the annual park pass, the America the Beautiful for national parks. I think even if you feel that you don't live in an area with like a lot of national parks, you're like, well, I don't know if this person, I would do a little research and dive in and see, because there may be historical monuments.
Like Valley Forge for us.
Right. There's actually a lot of places you wouldn't think in New Jersey, we're right around a bunch of, but we're actually around a lot of places that we can use our seat.
Like Sandy Hook.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So an annual park pass is in the $80 range. There are special pricing for seniors, but it is just such a great gift. And then a state park pass is in that same category. If you live in a state that has a really robust state park system, a state park pass can be a great gift to
give people. It's worth it. It's worth it in our state. That's for sure. We end up spending more than we would just getting the annual pass here in New Jersey. Okay. Can we get, you want to do one more or two more from the Road Trippers?
Sure. All right. So another thing that I would really recommend is getting somebody a dashboard camera if they're a techie person. There's a lot of reasons that dashboard cameras can be helpful. They can just be fun, right, to record beautiful drives and things like that. But also, you can get some discounts on your insurance with a dashboard camera if you look into that, right? Or it can just be something that can help you in different situations that you can get into, sticky situations. operations on the road. So a dashboard camera can be a really good purchase.
We've never bought one of those.
Nope, we never
we're
have.
Not super techie in our travel.
Right. We don't. So a lot of the time, like we had a backup camera that we never installed on the Eagle.
Like, I know. People were like, why did you never install that? I was like, we're just busy being like parents, like, you know.
Drawer. I don't know. We've just never, like, I say that to people all the time. Like, you know, like you get things that have apps that go along with it and you can download the app and run everything from your phone. And I like never download the app.
Like, sometimes I feel like sometimes the techie type stuff that you travel with can actually detract from the experience a little bit as you mess around with it. But that's just me not being judgmental.
Now, I didn't mention a hammock over on the Togo RV gift guide. But I'll mention it now on the road trippers, but of course it's on every gift guide because, you know, ending up having a hammock is just a wonderful thing to have when you're traveling. The one on road trippers is the Eno shelter system with hammock, which of course is great for a bed too, right? So this is that car camping kind that of thing.
So nifty for car camping because, I mean, I'm a little bit of a picky sleeper. I think I could sleep in my hammock. I really do. I'm not saying I probably wake up in the night a few times, but it's comfortable enough to sleep in. So if you're car camping, these are just, you know, they fold down into such small little packages. It's like you could have a bed in your glove compartment. Stephanie, can I pick one from the Road Trippers gift guide?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I know which one
you're going to pick.
So you don't necessarily like it when Yeti stuff shows up at our house because it's expensive, but on the Road Trippers gift guide, you have the Yeti Lowlands blanket with travel bag. And I have that. And I used it all summer at the beach. And I used it all summer when we were camping. Sturdy, well-made. I truly think it's going to last a couple of decades. It's comfortable. It's water resistant. The sand shakes right off it. Yes, you're paying Yeti prices, $200. But if it's something that lasts 20 years, I got no problem with that price tag. And this thing looks indestructible to me. So that's my pick from this one. Do you have anything else from Road Trippers?
Nope, that's okay. We can move on.
All right, so we're going to come back and we're going to do the Campendium holiday gift guide. And again, Stephanie's just picking some of her favorite things. These are really long, extensive gift guides. So we'll come back in a second. We'll see what's on the Campendium gift guide for 2021. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Go RVing. Go RVing's newly designed website, GoRVing.com, is packed with all of the information you need to get started and go RVing. Check out Go RVing's Get Started tab to find information from real RVers about buying an RV, renting an RV, finding a campground, and a comprehensive first-timer's toolkit. The Buying an RV section includes a complete guide to buying a new RV and tips for visiting national parks. The Renting an RV section explores your options for trying before buying. The Finding a Campground section lets you search campgrounds by state. The First Timers Toolkit is a robust set of blog posts and how-to videos that will turn you into an expert RVer in no time at all. Go RVing's Get Started tab is packed with the content you need to become a more experienced RVer and have fun doing it. And this is just a small sample of the content you will find there. To find out more, head on over to GoRVing.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. This is the first of two holiday gift guides from the RV Atlas. And this one is with an assist from Stephanie and her team over at the newly rebranded Road Pass. And do you want to take a second and explain that to everybody? I mean, I think that since we're getting all these holiday gift guide picks, it might only be fair that you take a second because you guys just underwent a rebranding. You want to explain to everybody what that is?
Sure. So we have taken in to our family of brands a lot of different companies like R Village and Campendium and Togo RV and Road Trippers and all these different tools that are really like useful to RVers and campers and road trippers, but all in a very different kind of way. And we aren't looking to, you know, overhaul the, you know, Campendium or overhaul R Village. We really want to make the most out of what they bring to the table when it comes to, you know, a tool for campers and road trippers and everything. So we rebranded to Road Pass Digital because it's just this concept that this one single sign on your Road Pass account is going to be able to take you across all of these different apps, right? So you get a RoadPass account and then you're able to, you know, save your preferences. So your RV preferences will be saved no matter whether you're logging into Road Trippers or Campendium or Togo RV. So it's this, you know, it's just a concept of like that overarching brand that brings you from one app to another in our family of brands. So it's exciting.
And you guys purchased Campendium, I don't know, a year ago or something like that.
Oh, just this past summer, yeah.
So Campendium is part of that family now too. So Campendium has its own holiday gift guide, which again is a little bit different in flavor than the Togo RV one and the Road Trippers one.
Yeah. So Campendium's gift guide is user generated from Campendium, the Campendium community. And we got recommendations from them. And it's also very pragmatic. So it's like, these are the things that people love the most in their RVs when they're camping, very RV centric.
But they're not as cute and giftable. Like, I mean, no, they are. They're pragmatic, like very practical.
Very pragmatic.
But I guess for a certain type of RVer, they'd probably love to get.
Right. So a lot of people.
The water bandit or the plasma arc lighter.
Or the refrigerator bars, right?
So, or the organic RV holding tank treatment.
Yeah. I don't know. It depends on your personality whether you're going to put holding tank treatment into somebody's like stocking, right? But
if it's by Thetford, I would.
Well, you know, the thing is that if you are a lot of people that might be full-time RVers that are using Campendium and they don't want things that they can't use, right? They want very practical, pragmatic.
Well, and let's be honest. The number of people that go through holiday gift guides to just purchase something for themselves, it's not just me.
Yeah. Well, no, that's true. I think that
it's not you.
No, I don't. I haven't made one single purchase.
You are so zen. So zen with material goods, and I am so not.
All right. So like I said, the refrigerator bars, like the Kelly's favorite camping gear, she says, gone are the days that my stuff falls out of the fridge or into the door shelf. I had plenty of spills before I got these refrigerator bars. Now when I open the door, there are no surprises. So if you are an RVer, you know what it's like to open your refrigerator door after moving your RV from one place to another and having like the milk jump out of the refrigerator and crash onto the floor and explode.
We have literally had that happen with the milk.
And I think most people have in an RV until they learn like, oh my gosh, I have to open the refrigerator door super carefully, like an inch at a time when I've moved.
It's right? Kind of maddening to me that RV refrigerators just don't come with this. Well, but I mean, okay, kudos to...
That's a good point. But yes, there are refrigerator bars that you can get. Okay. And then here's another one. No spill ice cube trays. This is funny because let's see, who is this? Heather and Jeff said, we cannot say enough good things about these. So the ice slides right out, unlike other ice cube trays of our childhoods. And the silicone lids are fantastic. So what you do is you fill these ice cube trays up and then you basically put this like silicone mat over the top. So you could like fill this up and put it in your refrigerator and then you're driving. And while you're driving, it's not going to spill out. Now, of course, I would always turn around and say, well, I'm a little bit of a bougie RVer now and I just like my ice maker and I don't like to have an RV without an ice maker.
That Cabela's ice maker is one of the best things
ever. A workhorse. And it just has worked for years now. We've had it. And I love plugging that thing in and getting it going when we get to camp and having ice.
Now, if you want to know specifically what kind of no-spill ice cube trays are we talking about here, for these, just go to the rvatlas.com, click on the gift guide that's going to be right there at the top, and I'll link to this gift guide, or just go right to the Campendium 2021 holiday gift guide. Okay, so what's next from Campendium?
Okay, I'm going to be, this is funny, for your gift guide, the ultrasonic rat deterrent. And I will tell you, behind this is the fact that I think one of the most visited articles on the Campendium blog is how to keep mice out of your camper. Okay.
Thank God we've never had that problem.
We haven't had that problem. It is a really bad problem for people. I don't want mice in my camper. So this is a rat deterrent. And this is the Tiny Shiny Home. They said they learned the hard way this year that pack rats can easily cause thousands of dollars of damage. They chewed through important wires in their truck and they were stuck for a solid week while it was in the shop. So they've installed two devices and they mount on the hood of your car and emit a high-pitched ultrasonic frequency that rodents hate.
And this one, the link goes to the Loraf Underhood Rodent Repeller Battery Operated Ultrasonic Car Rat Repellent Mice Deterrent Keep Away Animal Away From Car. These Amazon names. Loraf, L-O-R-A-F-F-E. This is a... For $50, man.
I know. If you ever seems like a no-brainer. I mean, that feels like a good gift to somebody who's gone through the trauma of having mice or rats in there. Or squirrels, right? Because some people have had squirrels chew.
We've had squirrels chew through propane lines outside of the RV. Yes, that was not fun to fix.
Yeah. Okay, so this is another pragmatic gift that we really believe in, too. Lee and Brian recommended a portable air compressor. We have always traveled with a portable air compressor.
I keep it in the truck every trip.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like this is like for years and years, we've always had our own instead of having to go
But I have one that plugs into 110. I've never had one of these that you actually like plug into your car battery, I think.
Right. Yeah. So if you are in a situation where you don't necessarily have a generator or you like to boondock, then you can get one of these portable air compressors that you can use even without full hookups at a campground. So that's a really
These are very popular right now.
Yes,
these
they are. And I would definitely recommend if you don't have one, this is a really good way to upgrade your safety.
And we've been saying it for 8 years on this podcast. You need to check that tire pressure every time you're traveling, when you're going to the campground and when you're coming home from the campground.
Yeah. Okay. So let's see. What else would be a really, really good pragmatic gift? Let's stay on tires and talk about tire pressure monitoring systems. This is another thing. The TPMS systems are fantastic for people. This is another thing that people use the Bluetooth and they have the app on their phone, and we've like stayed away from all this techie helpfulness over the years. But we also are really careful and we check our tire pressure every traveling day. We fill it up with our air compressor.
If we're driving like 12 hours to Charleston for spring break or something, you know, I check the tire pressure halfway too. I mean, I stay on top of it, thank God. And we have not had a blowout in, Stephanie, we have not had a blowout in 10 years.
Yeah.
Knock on the table. Right,
I know. And now that you said that, we're going to go and have a blowout.
Oh, I know. I wish I didn't say that.
Okay, so let's do coffee, because coffee is an important part of any campground, camping, RVing, road tripping gift guide. And a really good one that I saw was being mentioned too in our group, in our RV Atlas Facebook group the other day by a lot of people, was the AeroPress. Okay, so a lot of people go, okay, I don't want a regular coffee maker. I don't want honestly, people struggle with the French press.
French press is hard to clean. I love the way it tastes.
It's hard to clean.
You love the way it tastes.
Yeah.
Hard to clean.
But people are like, I don't want to get the grounds. And then everybody will say like, well, this is what we do when we throw them out in the garbage. And then other people will be like, yeah, but it's tough. And they're right. It is. So an AeroPress is kind of this like hack, I think, a coffee hack. If you like a more robust French pressy kind of coffee, but you don't want the mess of a French press.
I have an AeroPress.
You don't use it. That's okay.
I love it, but I don't naturally use it. I use it sometimes when it's like, well, let me use my AeroPress. But I want to say something to you.
Okay.
When we bought the pop-up camper over a decade ago now, this all started for us. Early on, you bought an AeroPress. And I didn't drink coffee then, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you don't find this embarrassing to say, like, I make the coffee most of the time, right? When you bought the AeroPress, I tried to learn to make you coffee with the AeroPress. And it was a miserable failure. Like, the AeroPress requires a little bit of skill and practice.
Yeah, you have to learn how to use it, like most pieces of cooking equipment.
Well, you don't really learn how to use a drip like, coffee maker.
No, but you know, pour overs, you know, people figure out how to do a good pour over. And it just depends. Everybody has their own unique coffee taste, right? Like a pour over might be the easiest thing for you to do in a camper. But if you have somebody who's a little bit of that coffee snob and they enjoy playing around with different types of coffee makers.
They call
makers,
it the recipe. What's your AeroPress recipe?
Yeah, you go and get an AeroPress for them.
Talking to you,
really
John Anderson.
Fun, lightweight, adds no weight to your camper, non-electric, so you don't have to worry about
that. And one of those things
that
makes that transition from car camper to tiny RV,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so those are just my picks from the Campendium gift guide for campers, all recommendations from the Campendium community.
I have to put you on the spot for a pick of the show. I love to do it. I know you just went through a lot of different things, but what is something that you think is just either exceptional or something that you want? That we don't have that you actually want.
Oh, gosh, I hate it. I really hadn't thought of this ahead of time. I would say two things are fun gifts. wine glasses, right? Unbreakable wine glasses. Too. Really fun thing to put in there. And then also, I think if you really care about someone having enjoyable showers, the Oxygenic shower head is just a fantastic upgrade.
Agree. All right. So we'll be back with another episode this week in a couple of days, and it's going to be Jeremy's picks for RV Atlas specific holiday gift guide. And I have some camp cooking gifts. I actually have some RV and national park related gifts for the home. And then I have a bunch of different book ideas as well. It's a really, really cool gift guide, all stuff we've never talked about before on the RV Atlas. Happy holidays, everybody. Enjoy your friends, enjoy your family, and we'll see you at the campground.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas, and a big thanks to our sponsors.
To Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Camp Spot, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and our friends at Ocala Marion County in Florida.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And join the friendliest group of RVers over at the RV Atlas Group on Facebook.
And if you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review over at iTunes.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.